Coming up on Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College, they waited all week for Sunday night and a chance to prove to the nation that they're one of the best in the NFL.
Matt throwing right side of the end zone. Foster diving grab. He's got the touchdown reception.
The Texans defense dominated on a soggy night in the Windy City.
Throws downfield. It's intercepted. The Texans have it at the 10.
It was a sweet homecoming for one Texan in particular. Danielle Manning stops by to talk more about it. And J.J. Watt schools some kids on physical fitness. All that and more coming up right now on Texans Huddle.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. The Houston Texans taking the field against the Chicago Bears here at Soldier Field. We have a great 30 minutes in store for you. We'll wrap up that game, but I have to tell you, the weekend did not start on Sunday. It actually started on Saturday, where we had a chance to hang out with Mark Vandermeer and some season ticket holders, took a trip into Wrigleyville and Cubby Bears. All right, here we are at the corner of Addison and Clark, one of the most famous intersections in front of one of the most famous and awesome stadiums, Wrigley Field. I'm here with my favorite guy in all the land, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, we've got a great night tonight, and what a great weather, great place to be.
Yeah, this is a very historic building, obviously, and it's also sort of symbolic of epic failure for the home team. You know, I'm thinking of purchasing a billy goat tonight, bringing it to Soldier Field tomorrow, because we know it worked wonders at Wrigley Field when they wouldn't let it in dozens of years ago. Also, maybe a black hat, and maybe we invite Steve Bartman to Soldier Field as well. That would be good.
Do you think we need all that?
I don't think so, actually. We have J.J. Watt, and that should do the job alone, or, you know, he and his friends, but you never know. You can always use some insurance, right?
All right. Actually, we are out in front of Cubby Bears here. We're going in there for your event. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect inside.
Well, this is Ultimate Fan Travel, and it's great. You log on to theultimatefan.com, and you get information on Texans trips, and we got a lot of fans who came to Chicago. I mean, we're seeing them all over the place, as a matter of fact, not just in this group, but we have a special gathering tonight for this group. Let's go on in and see.
Let's do it.
Come on, Browns.
Wow, he's actually carding me. This is the best night of my life.
This happens to me all the time. I get carded, okay? I just want you to know that. Okay. I am 21.
This is awesome. We love Chicago. You guys got all the insight from Mark Vandermeer. Just talk about your experience here at Cubby Bears and doing this whole fan thing.
I mean, this, in one word, it was awesome. I mean, we've got to meet you, got to meet Mark. We flew in, got a bunch of Texans fans here, so we all support each other. We're having fun shopping tonight, but we're going to be in full effect tomorrow, screaming and hollering for those Texans to take care of these Bears.
Okay, wait a minute. You're going shopping tonight?
No, we went shopping already.
You already went shopping.
We've taken care of everything else except the football game.
You lost your voice already. How can you cheer tomorrow?
I don't know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I'm excited. I've wanted to come to Soldier Field ever since I was a little boy. And now I'll come to see my favorite team take on the Bears. It's going to be exciting.
The true question is, though, is the game going to be able to live up to the event here at Cubby Bears?
Yes.
No, you're supposed to say no. Nothing could be
better. No, nothing can be better.
We took a picture. We
took a picture.
We're going to be tweeted tonight.
We're going to be tweeted tonight.
On three, go Mark Vandenberg. One, two, three, go Mark Vandenberg.
Yeah, everyone really had a great time on that trip. They do two of those a year, so definitely something season ticket holders you need to look into. All right, let's wrap up the big game against the Bears in this week's Texans Rewind. Weather, defense, and special teams were certain to be the main components in this one, and they all played a factor early. What wasn't expected, however, was the barrage of turnovers, six to be exact, in the first half alone.
Dumps it off across the 50, fumble on the play, picked up by Houston. It's Dobbins with it to his left, 50, 45, the 40, cuts inside, 35, and brought down across the 30-yard line. And here's the handoff to Bush. Has the first down and more. And he fumbles the football. It looks like the Texans have it. Matt gets the snap. Throws downfield, and it's picked off by Jennings. Takes it across the 40 to his left. He's on the move. 25-20. Shot can't make the tackle. Cutler throws downfield. It's intercepted. The Texans have it at the 10. As Matt Schaub fakes the give. And Matt throws it downfield. It is intercepted. Again, Jennings. Unbelievable. Cutler back in the pocket. Looking, firing downfield to his left. Picked off. Texans have it.
They should just stand together as a team. This game is going to be a grinded out game. Lovie, his whole staff, his team is not about the tricking. You know what I mean? They're going to run their plays. They're going to do them well. And if we continue to do what we do, we'll stay in this game. We'll win.
Each team did manage one field goal in the first half, and the Texans were able to put together a 7-play, 66-yard drive, culminating with a 2-yard diving catch by Arian Foster.
Matt throwing right side of the end zone. Foster diving grab. He's got the touchdown reception. Matt Schaub to Arian Foster.
Stout, tough defense to go against. And given the conditions, they knew we were going to try and run the football. And, you know, he was still able to churn out yards and get the tough yards. And, you know, we had a couple breakouts on that touchdown drive in the first half, which was really good for us. And, you know, he just played big.
As the teams took the field for the second half, Jay Cutler was not among them. Sidelined with a concussion and out for the remainder of the game, the Bears would finish with Jason Campbell, who wasted no time finding Brandon Marshall for a 45-yard strike down to the Texans' 10. The Texans' D, however, would prevail, holding the Bears to a Robbie Gould field goal, 10-6 Texans.
Guns it long down the left side, wants Marshall, and he makes the catch. Podlesh with the hold. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it's good.
As the weather continued to be a factor, both teams came out more conservative in the second half, committing no turnovers, relying heavily on the run game, and battling it out on the defensive side of the ball.
Coming into a game like this, you know, as an offensive lineman, you want to be able to run the ball the whole day. And, you know, knowing how the field was and knowing that we're not going to be able to probably pass the ball as much as we want to, you take it as a prideful thing as an offensive lineman to be able to run that ball. And us being able to do it pretty successful in the first half was huge.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. I mean, given the wind, the rain, and you know, the middle of the field was pretty muddy. I mean, it just left a little bit of a, you know, glaze of mud on the ball, which kind of it made it tough to grip. And, you know, it kept you from wanting to take a chance down the football field. You just try to take things underneath, allow your guys to make someone miss, which, you know, is hard to do against the way they tackle.
Shane Graham would add a 42-yard field goal with just under 5 minutes in the game, making the final score Texans 13, Bears 6.
I think we showed them that we can win any game, any situation, any time, any place. Tough weather conditions, tough place, on the road, very good football team. We won.
I don't know if I've ever been more proud of a team. You know, we just, you know, it's obviously a very, very difficult night for offensive football. And, you know, we're going to have to find ways to win, just battling and playing great defense and do our job special teams-wise. And, you know, I'm just very proud of our team because I tell you all this all the time. In this league, you got to be able to win all kind of ways. And we were able to muster it up and win the way we had to come in.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll return to Houston to finish out the show. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, for the second time in the show. Wasn't that fun at Cubby Bear?
That was great, Patty. I had a wonderful night. Thank you so much for coming to that.
I want to do that with you every time now.
All right, we'll do that every time in Detroit for Thanksgiving. We'll go to somebody's house. Maybe not.
It's the Traveling Roadshow, Patty and Mark.
Yes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that game. Let's wrap it up. Really sloppy game, but by all accounts, one of the best games the Houston Texans have played.
Blood and sweat and rain and sogginess. And it was a beautiful game in many ways because it was old school football. It was, wow, they had a 4-point lead at one point, and I was thinking, this feels like a 10-point lead in a normal game. Then when they stretched it to 7 on Shane Graham's 42-yard field goal late, I thought, that could be an insurmountable lead in this game with the way the Bulls on Parade Texans defense was playing. They were in the Bears' kitchen all night. I couldn't believe they held them to 2 field goals without getting a sack, but they did that. Obviously, knocking Jay Cutler out of the game helped, but you had Jason Campbell come in, 70 starts on his resume before that game, and they held him in check as well. And they shut down the run, Patty. That was huge, being able to stop Matt Forte and also stop Michael Bush.
Yeah, and kind of an amazing stat. No sacks in this game, yet 6 turnovers, 4 by the Houston Texans. Really just an odd way that it played out, but so successful and so much in the Texans' benefit.
Yeah, sloppy in the first half with all those turnovers. Matt Schaub throwing a couple of picks. But the fact that the Texans got their hands on so many Chicago Bears passes and balls loose on the ground and that kind of thing spoke a lot about what this Texans defense is all about. That's wreaking havoc in the backfield, making life uncomfortable for the quarterback. And on a night where the Bears should have been better prepared for this kind of situation, it's their home field, bad weather. You would think they would be better at that on their own turf. They weren't.
Not that this really matters in the big scheme of things, but Texans now getting a lot of number one team in the NFL rankings.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's funny because I go over it every week with Vanderkid. He wants to see the rankings. He thinks that this is the big stat, and it's not. It's people's opinions. So in the vast majority of the pundits' opinions, the Texans are the number one team in the league. It does not mean a thing. What means a lot is that AFC first position, being able to hang on to that, get to the postseason with home field advantage, and you play 2 games at Reliance Stadium with a great chance of winning both of them and get to New Orleans. Power rankings mean nothing, but it is very cool to see that Texans logo atop most power rankings right now.
Yeah, and atop the little wall in his bedroom, correct?
Yeah, he has that thing going on. He's a crazy Texans fan, of course.
Wonder why. All right, well, let's move forward to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A little concern about this game being a letdown, or is that just something that people are throwing out?
You know, it's funny because I asked Gary Kubiak on our weekly radio show with him about that, and he said, look, they looked good against Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Look, they were right in that game. See how they handled other opponents as well. Very much in the game until the second half when things kind of spiral out of control. And I think the fans here at Reliant are going to get kind of restless if it's something like 10-3 at the half or a fairly close game, a one-score game, when they shouldn't, because the Jacksonville Jaguars can keep games close, but things tend to spiral out of control in the second half. Coach Kubiak and his staff will find every positive thing to show about the Jaguars to their team. And I think none is better than that Lambeau Field performance, because we all know what the Packers did to the Texans. So that alone should show them, along with divisional opponent and a team that historically has always given them a very tough game.
Some of the players that were unhealthy are now getting healthy. Can you kind of give us an injury report?
Owen Daniels back at practice, Ben Tate, Sean Cody, all of that. We'll see how these guys progress come Friday and especially Sunday. And you know what? You don't have to rush them back into full play count participation on Sunday, I think, Patty, because you do have the Jaguars here, but you can't rest people either and say it's a bye, because that's how you get beat. You got to go out there with your best players, as long as they're healthy, and take your shot at beating the Jaguars and going to 9-1.
9-1 sounds awfully good.
That'd be nice. Don't count it before it's hatched.
We will not. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Patty.
Still to come on Texans Huddle, presented by HCC, Danielle Manning stops by to talk more about his return to Chicago to see some old teammates. That and more when Texans Huddle continues.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texas Huddle. Joining me now, Danielle Manning. Wow, nice return home for you.
Oh, yeah, it was great being back in the city. One, seeing my fans and some of my ex-teammates. That was fun playing against those guys.
What was your mindset going back? Were you nervous? Were you anxious? Were you excited? How did you feel?
It was mixed at the beginning. You know, the beginning of the season, the schedule came out and I circled that game. And as the season kicked off, got closer approaching this game, and it wasn't as personal as I thought it was going to be. I felt like it was just another game. I'm going to go back, see some familiar faces, and I'm just going to play my game. And, man, I felt like I kicked things off with that hit. And just being back on that field, you know, it just all those emotions came. I was really excited to play against that team.
The hit you're talking about, the first defensive play of the game, forcing the fumble, is that what you're referring to?
Exactly. Just doing that, and just brought back little old memories. Me and Kellen used to talk about it in practice. And I said, I can hit you in practice, but now in the game, I said, I can run through you. So that was fun. He laughed at me at the end of the game. And all those guys, all the guys that were happy for me that I knew, and you know, they said, best of luck the rest of your career and the rest of the season.
A lot of trash talking and jawing going on throughout the course of the game?
Just friendly competition and in between the whistles. You know, you say a little something to Jay, and Jay said, man, you guys suck. You know, what do you think? But he looked back at you and just wink his eye, you know, little stuff like that. You know, Roberto Garza, the center there, just having a Division II. We both come from Division II. And we say little words. Me and Lack, we actually just smile. And he's like, I wish you wouldn't have caught that ball. Shook my hand. You know, he's getting a lot of slack for that crap, too.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, because he did, and we happen to be shooting now. You guys kind of shook hands, high-fived each other a little bit, and he is catching some slack for that. Do you understand that, being a, you know, from Chicago, knowing what those fans are like, how passionate they are?
Yeah, I do. I and the fact that they, you know, they lost to us, and the way that they, how they lost, it was at this level and this stage and how big this game was. I know the fans, they wasn't too pleased with that. But at the same time, I know it's a lot of fans that enjoy having me there when I was there and appreciate what Lax has done for that team. And, you know, we're both competitors, but we wasn't enemies. And that's the way we play. And Lax, you know, he texted me. I texted him last night. I told him, I hate that you're going through all this stuff, man. He said, no problem. He was like, I don't care about what they say. You're still my friend, and we're going to be cool and hopefully see each other in the Super Bowl.
So many positive things and good things to talk about this game, but let's kind of look at the season as a whole. Can you even put into words what this season has been like for you specifically as a defense, how well you all have been playing, and kind of what this run has been like for you personally?
I think it's been great for us. I mean, we jumped out there early with the wins we're supposed to win. We come home, you know, that Sunday night game against Green Bay, when everything's riding high for us. You know, we're feeling really, really good about ourselves. And we get a taste of that loss. I personally felt like that was the perfect timing. And it got us back humble, got us back doing the small things, focusing on what Texans do around here. And we end up coming back, lighting it up. And now you got guys setting records, Andre catching the ball, you know, 10,000 yards catches and all that. And, you know, Arian's running great. Matt is on point. We're keeping him healthy. Old D-line is playing phenomenal. JJ is having a great year. You got guys like, I'm happy for Glover getting his first pick at safety. So now, you know, that's something. Kareem is definitely, people, the fans are now, he's a totally different player from their perspective, fans, but as a teammate of his, he's always had that. And I always been that. And Jonathan's just what he is, Jonathan Joseph. You got guys like Brady stepping up. Graham, on the other end, when OD is not up, he's stepping up, making big plays. So, I mean, all around, man, everybody is playing great. So that's where I see this team. Everybody is stepping up when we need them. Coach is calling on them. Dobbs come in, and we need him in a big way, and he played well as well. So, I mean, it's like right now nobody, it feels like no one can stop us.
Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be the next team to try and do just that this weekend. Just your thoughts on this game and the challenges that they may pose. Nobody's really expecting too much, but that's not any way that you guys as a team can look at it.
Because history is proven with this team. It's always gave us fits. I've been a part of this team. This is my second year, and they always played us tough, regardless of what their record is, who they have out. It's just something that being in a divisional game, playing this team twice a year, it's always hard playing this guy. So, you know, they have a running back issue. He's the number one weapon. It's out, but they're going to use their receivers more. And I know we're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback, and the back end we have to stand up. And we played a phenomenal game last week, and we want to continue to play that way.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Danielle Manning, we're going to take a timeout here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. Plenty more when we continue. Stay with us. Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' November Whataburger Player of the Month. This month's nominees are James Casey, Brooks Reed, and Glover Quinn. Get online and make your choice, and the winner and the player who nominated them will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month. So go vote and make plans to meet your Texans at Whataburger. On Tuesday night, the October Player of the Month, Jesse Nading, was at the Whataburger in Tomball signing autographs. Tim Dobbins nominated him, and both players spent about an hour visiting with fans. $2,500 will be donated to each player's favorite charity. Well, the NFL Play 60 campaign is in full force again this year. In fact, the NFL issued a contest throughout the country in all 32 NFL cities, and the winner in the Houston area was Briar Meadow Charter School. Now, they received a $10,000 grant to be used towards health and fitness, as well as a visit from J.J. Watt.
Days like today bring you back. I mean, it reminds you why you do it, why you play the game, why you do the things you do. And I have so much fun out here seeing the smiles on the kids' faces, just seeing how passionate they are about exercise and the Texans. It's a lot of fun, and I love every minute of it. Good win, good win, good win. Good effort, good try. No problem. I gotta go lift some weights. Can I lift with you?
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing? What am I doing? All right. 10 of those. I can't do it. They're so heavy. Oh wait, you guys are all watching me? Oh no! Spotlight time. It's an honor to be able to represent the Texans, to represent this city, and to come out here and do events like this. I mean, to see these kids and how excited they are, and I mean, I think like 80 or 90% of them are wearing Texans gear. It's really cool to see. Yes. I understand this platform that we're given as NFL players. We have such a powerful message we can get across to kids. We're role models. And whether we like it or not, we're role models for kids. They look up to us. And so I really cherish that opportunity. I'm trying to get out as positive a message as I can.
Oh, we can go farther. There you go. Everybody ready with their milk? All
right. This is a toast. Eating healthy, exercising, and the Texans winning. Drink up.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you'd like any more information on this show or anything Houston Texans related, just go to HoustonTexans.com. We will see you on Monday for Texans Wrap, hopefully wrapping up the big win against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Until next time, me and my little monkey friend are going to go do a little shopping here at the team store. Have a great week, everyone.